This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. As you just heard on NPR, Texas has appealed yesterday's decision blocking its new congressional map to the U.S. Supreme Court. A federal court ruled that the redistricting, which was backed by President Trump and Texas Republicans, illegally minimized the voting power of minorities. Houston area State Representative Gene Wu, who led fellow Democrats during their walkout from a special legislative session on redistricting this summer, says they feel vindicated by the court decision.
We had said from the beginning that not only was this fight important, but this was a fight that we had to win, and that the courts would be on our side if they were given the evidence and if they would actually give it a fair shake. We're talking about the type of illegal racist redistricting and gerrymandering that hasn't been seen since the civil rights era.
Houston area Democratic Congressman Al Green previously announced he would switch districts from the 9th to the 18th to run for re-election next year. Now he says he's going to wait for a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court before deciding where to run.
And I will wait to see what the court does. But I can tell you this, I've been faithful to the people of the 9th Congressional District. I will continue to be faithful to the people that I represent.
Stay here. More on redistricting in Texas just ahead on Houston Matters. Fears of a potential state takeover of Spring ISD are growing if grades don't improve at Delaney High School. The school has received 4 consecutive years of failing academic accountability. Just one more year gives the Texas Education Agency the power to take charge of the entire district. Here's our Bianca Seward.
The board is now making major changes to try and save the school and prevent state intervention, including exploring a state-approved partnership with a charter or nonprofit. On Houston Matters, former Spring Branch ISD Superintendent Duncan Klusman explains why.
Because a partnership would give a pause to the accountability rating, give them some time to get the performance up at the campus.
Klusman also explains why shutting down